1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
Today we call a woman who admits she has a short fuse. And she's told her husband on multiple occasions that she hates dealing with stupid people.
Oh God.
So...
Don't we all, Brooke?
Is she listening to the show?
Well, when she recently found out a business had lost her package, she was immediately upset about it.
Uh-oh.
And of course, the best person to help her is the opposite of a stupid person.
Yeah.
It's Stoner Max. And he's not dumb.
No.
He's just medicinally enhanced.
So this should
definitely go well in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello? Who's this?
Hello, who's this? Wait.
You.
Oh, my name is Max. I'm calling you because you were in here earlier complaining about like a missing package or.
Yeah, that was me. Did you find it?
Not exactly, but maybe you could tell me about it.
How am I going to tell you about it? I did not send the package.
Well,
I already spoke to your supervisor a few hours ago about this. He already knows.
Right. But he put me in charge of finding it because I came in hungover. I mean,
what?
I came in late today. That's what
Oh my God.
Hey, can you describe it for me?
No.
The package?
I have no idea what it looks like.
Okay.
All I know is I receive an email. There's a package there. I get in my car. I get there and wow, no package.
What? Oh, that's just wrong, bro.
Yeah, it is wrong. You guys lost it or something. The name should say Paige Tyler.
A page with 3 G's.
No, right. 1 G. P-A-I-G-E. It's very easy.
Yeah, page. Got
it. Oh, my God.
You know what? Packages are actually interesting because there's, like, so many of them.
What would be interesting is if you found my package.
You're right. That would be cool. But think about it in my perspective.
No.
Think about it from this perspective.
Your perspective is that you lost my package.
Right. But, like, the world itself is just one giant cosmic burrito.
Oh.
And packages are,
what are
just,
you...
you know, the guac on top.
Are you stoned right now? Are you high?
Legally, I can't answer that question.
Unbelievable.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever looked at your hand?
What?
Yeah, now flip it over. I mean, like,
have you... Is your supervisor available? What is going on?
No, I'm saying really look at it. Like, there's a bunch of, like, tiny aliens working together.
You really need to find my package and stop looking at your hand. Maybe if you were looking for my package, we wouldn't be here right now.
You're saying to focus. Got it. I opened a few packages in the back.
What do you mean you open them?
What?
You're not supposed to open people's packages.
Hey, was yours like a toaster?
No, and it's none of your business what was in it. Just look at the freaking name.
Because I've had this idea for a toaster that also makes grilled cheese.
I do not want to hear your toaster
like
idea.
Revolutionary.
I just want my package. Revolutionary would be finding my package.
Well, it's a revolutionary Munchies innovation.
I literally do not care. I do not want to even talk to you.
Wait.
You found it?
Hold on. I think I got an idea. What if somebody else found your package?
What do you mean if someone else found it?
Wouldn't that be awesome?
You are in charge. Didn't they say you're in charge?
But let's just say, like, what if an alien took it?
Are you stupid?
Like the ones on your hand.
Honestly, I have had enough of you. You need to stop talking. I've had enough. I want your supervisor.
I'm telling you, like, if aliens came down
No.
Take us to your dealer.
Oh, my God. Enough. Like,
welcome to Earth, dudes. You got any space cookies?
Oh, my God. Shut up. It's too much. I don't know what your problem is. I just need my package.
Oh, God.
Are you getting high right now? How do you work here? How do you have a job?
I only have this job because your husband Nick hooked me up with it.
What? Wait, what?
Well, he set you up for this prank phone call, so it's really like, thanks, Nick.
What? Oh, my God. Are you joking right now?
I am. This is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. I'm so mad. I can't even calm down.
Hey, my God. That anger towards Nick, not me.
I'm so relieved that you do not work there.
Yeah, I know. I probably would be pretty bad at that. I'm actually really bad at this, too, believe it or not.
You know what? I believed you. You're pretty good.
Thanks. I'm kind of a natural. You don't get it, do you?
No.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.